A new national education policy is taking shape. It's called the Every Student Succeeds Act. As of December, it replaces No Child Left Behind as the nation's cornerstone education law. Last week, the Department of Education announced that one person who will help nail down the specifics of the law is Wisconsin Superintendent Tony Evers. Evers was in town Tuesday, so WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello caught up with him to ask what he'll be doing.
ESSA is a big deal. It's a blueprint that lays out what states can and can't do in terms of K-12 public education policy. Want to change your state's standardized test? ESSA sets the guidelines. Wondering what standards you have to teach? Check ESSA. The law is also long overdue in many eyes. Its predecessor, No Child Left Behind, hadn't been updated in well over a decade. Wisconsin Superintendent Tony Evers says he wants to help the feds get the new law right.
Our schools are working so hard that the last thing they need is to spend a lot of time doing things for the federal government that they really don't need to do in order to lift up achievement.
Evers knows he has a chance to help shape major education policy issues, such as funding for low-income students and standardized tests.
I'm hopeful to be able to go in there and be a voice of reason and make sure that the rules that are implemented are consistent.
Evers will be one of 24 people serving on the advisory group. Others include teachers and principals, tribal leaders, and students. As for why Evers is among them, one reason is that he heads a group of state superintendents from around the country. Those leaders will have more leeway under the new law, according to Andrew Ujafuza, an assistant editor at Education Week.
The general sentiment many people have about the new law is that it gives states significantly more discretion over education policy in at least some key areas. So obviously you would expect state school superintendents to be interested in making their voices heard. So I think that's probably why Tony was picked.
Evers and the rest of the rulemaking committee will meet at least twice over the next 2 months. The feds haven't yet released a date when final plans will be due. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.